In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you have just heard, Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. We are living today in a world in which those words of Jesus are very pertinent indeed. The Genesis reading about the wrestling Jacob is very much reflected in the words of verse 4 of the hymn, Soldiers of Christ Arise. The words being, from strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray. One of my tutors at college wrote a book which gave the suggestion that every church should be a base for wrestling, not literally, wrestling, brooding and weeding. Wrestling means a forum for debate and struggle. Brooding, it's for inner creative brooding and prayer. And then weeding, space to clarify the truths of the gospel message, a process of wrestling, brooding and weeding. Helpful suggestions, you might say, in days of anxiety for everyone, not least for Christians. Interestingly, with anxiety and prayer in mind, my favourite theologian of all time, in reflections upon St. Paul, who was evidently in prison at the time, and wrote in one of his letters to the Philippians, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the theologian had this to say in response to that. In everything, Paul says, they are to keep on praying, come hell or high water. They are to keep on asking, keep on thanking, above all, keep on making themselves known. He does not promise them that as a result they will be delivered from the worst things, any more than Jesus himself was delivered from them. That's an important point for us all. And then he goes on to say, what he promises them instead is that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. The famous comedienne, Victoria Wood, had one sketch in which a certain character, whenever faced by a problem, came out with the Italian-style comment, finito de fretto. So all we can do is to take our concerns and place them on the offertory prayer, or the offertory plate of prayer and intercession, and offer them to a loving God. For Jesus said, pray, and do not lose heart. Amen.